This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Thanks for getting connected with eBay, ma'am. My name is Harry. So how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Ma'am, we have received some charges from your account today early morning around like 5 o'clock. And the charges, it's $299 for the iTunes gift cards. So did you purchase any gift cards by your own? Or any other?
No.
All right, ma'am. So that means it is an illegal transaction. And you have to lose $300 already taking out your money from your bank. So what I'm doing right now, I will like stop the payment, and in case like anything, like any money missing on your account, then I can refund that money. All right. So madam, first of all, tell me that, like, what type of mobile phone you got right now, like Apple, like Android. Like Samsung, Oppo, Lenovo.
What I have right now?
Yes. What type of mobile phone? Like it's an Apple iPhone or is it like Samsung, Oppo?
It's Oppo.
It's Oppo, all right. So that's been done. Yeah. It is an Android mobile phone, all right? So look on your mobile screen. You can see like call, speaker. You can see any like options come up on your screen? Look on your screen.
No.
All right. So click on home and come back to your normal screen and open up the Play Store. The PLAY Play Store. STORE. The Play Store. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Ma'am, I'm providing you the security application created by Anti-Fraud Department of eBay. Okay? So, madam, I believe, are you on your App Store right now? Like Play Store right now?
No.
Okay, open up your Play Store, ma'am. Play Store, PLAY Play Store, STORE.
Yeah, I know. What is this for?
Ma'am, I'm providing you the security application that created by Anti-Fraud Department of eBay behalf of because someone access your IP address and get your all information. Like your banking information, and they are trying to take out your money from your bank. Ma'am, you got a voice message from our end, like $299, someone purchased the gift cards from eBay. That you got the voice. Right.
Yeah, that's really not what
Yeah, so that's why I want to stop the payment, and I want to refund that money, the $300. Because the $300 is already debited from your account.
Okay.
It's a suspicious transaction, so that's why you just cancel it. And the security application for department.
Shall I go to the Play Store?
Yes, go to the Play Store.
And. Already?
Yes. And look on your screen on the top. You can see the search panel like you written over there, search for apps and games, ma'am. Look on the top, same top, you can see the search for games and apps. You got anything written, like search panel, you can see that?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, touch on that.
Yeah.
Type on the search panel, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Mm-hmm.
Then A as in apple.
E for pay.
eBay, eBay. You need to put on that eBay, then space.
Yeah, yeah.
Then A.
A.
Alpha. After the eBay, give a space, then A. A as in yeah. Alpha. Then N. N as in
M.
Number.
A, M.
Then Y. Y as in Yankee.
A, yeah.
Then D. D as in Doctor.
D.
Then E. E as in Echo.
E.
Then S. S as in sugar.
S.
Then K. K as in
A.
Kingdom.
K.
So what did you type, ma'am?
Enter.
Sorry?
eBay enter.
That is eBay any desk. D-E-S-K. Desk. Like computer desk,
yeah.
Study desk, desk. Any day, right?
Okay.
eBay, space, A-N-Y,
P-E-S-K. Okay.
All right. Then click on search.
Search.
Then what you got, yes. Then what you got on your screen, I'll let you know.
So what...
Okay, what you got?
Red phone payroll.
Sorry?
Red phone payroll.
Yes, you got any option? Like any desk, remote, desktop?
Any desk, yeah. Remote,
yes,
desk.
That.
Yeah.
Ma'am, this application, ma'am, created by Anti-Fraud Department of eBay. Behalf of
All right. Okay. Install it?
Okay. Yes, click on install. Okay, you got any open option?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yes.
Or like it's still downloading or like still installing?
Open it?
Yes, click on open. Okay, did that?
Yeah.
Then what come up? You need to click on open, then what you got? Sorry?
Remote access and your access.
Yes. And you can see the number, ma'am? Your cancellation
yes.
Code number? Yes. Please
yes,
confirm
the
number slowly. Then I can generate the security firewall and the password for you.
421.
Sorry?
421.
421.
071.
071.
979.
979.
Nine.
I can repeat this number right. So 421071. 979. That's right.
421-071-979.
All right. Below the number, you can see anything written like a password. I mean, like set password. Below the number.
Yes.
Password. Click on the set password. Right. Click on the set password.
Yeah.
Right. And you can see like permission or like interactive access or anything. Scroll down a little bit. Scroll down a little bit. Then you get to see like a permission profiles.
Permission profile?
Yes.
Yeah. And what?
Right. And you can see any anything come up? What do you got on your screen?
A permission profile is people, screen sharing,
the last option.
The last option?
Yes. Unattended access? You got?
Okay.
Yes, the fourth
option.
Yes, click on that. Then you get to see anything come up like enable unattended access.
Sorry, come again.
You got any option, ma'am? Like enable unattended access?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Click on the checkbox.
Enable
unattended access. You can see?
Yes, checkbox. Enable unattended access. I click that one.
Yes.
Okay. It says password?
Right. So I'm giving you the password, all right, ma'am? So listen to me carefully.
How about if I break my own?
Ma'am, I'm giving you the password, all right? Because, ma'am, this application, ma'am, created by... Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Ma'am, this application, ma'am, created by Anti-Fraud Department of eBay, behalf of the hacker, all right? Ma'am, you are not one person, like each and every person facing this problem each and every day. So you need to, ma'am, put that eBay 1345. Don't need to use any, like, a password, and this password is also the lowercase, all right? Like, eBay... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Then click on OK. That.
Okay.
Right. So I'm sending the request right now, all right?
Okay.
Yes, give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay, what you got on your screen right now? What you got on your screen, ma'am? Hello?
Yeah,
what can you see right now?
Profile, enable, and
click on the enable unattended access. Click on that. The checkbox. Then asking some password. Enable unattended access. Click on that.
And I click on that, it's like remove the thing.
Sorry?
I click on the enable on tennis access.
Uh-huh. Then asking some password, ma'am? Put on that. Put on that. All should be lowercase. E as in echo.
E.
Then B. B as in ball.
E.
Then A. A as in apple.
A, Y.
Then Y. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
3, 4, 5.
Yes, then click on OK. You can see the OK?
Yeah.
Click on OK. Hit the OK.
Okay.
You done that? Right.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Okay, what you got, ma'am, on your screen? You got any security warning?
Yeah.
Yes. And you can see on the bottom, like, I trust this call, I'm aware of the rate. You got any option?
I trust this call?
Yes, click on I trust this call. Then you can see, like, security warning come up. I'm aware of the rate. Don't shoot again. You got any check boxes come up on the bottom?
Yeah.
Yes, click on that. Click on the both check boxes and click on accept.
Which one?
Yes.
Which one I'm going to click?
Both check boxes. Both.
Okay.
And aware of the risks, don't show again. Then click on accept.
Okay. Yeah. And accept again.
Yes, click on accept.
And scam protection and click accept.
Right. Click on start now. You got on the bottom? Like start now. Click on the start now, ma'am. Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, look on the bottom. You got any option like start now, cancel, start recording, anything?
Yeah.
Yes, click on start now. All right. And you can see the set password, like enable unauthorized access. Click on the checkbox once again.
Click on the what?
Enable unauthorized access. You can see the checkbox. Click on that once again.
Already.
Asking some password. Click on that once again.
Yeah.
Yes. So put on that. All should be lowercase, like E. E as in Edward.
E.
Then B.
B for
as
elephant.
In Bobby.
E for elephant and B for.
Yes. E for elephant. Then B. B as in Bobby. B. B as in Bobby.
E-A-Y.
No. It's E B, ma'am. It's B B B as in Bobby, B as in Bob. E B. So make it empty the panel. Remove that. Make it empty the panel.
E P.
No, not a P, ma'am. Not a P. It's like B. E B.
Yeah.
Remove that. Remove the panel at first. Make it empty the panel. Make empty? Yes. E, letter E. E as in echo. Then B. B as in Bobby. Yes. Then A. A as in apple. Then Y. Y as in yellow. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Then click on OK. You can see any OK option?
Okay.
And ma'am, go back to your Play Store once again, ma'am. Like, you can see any close option on your screen? Click on close. And then you get to click on back. You get to see, like, any scroll down a little bit, like you can see anything come up, time out in minutes.
Okay.
All right. So what you got on your screen right now?
Nothing.
All right. So ma'am, go to your mobile settings. Okay. That's been, ma'am. You are successfully connected from eBay Secure Server. All right. So do one thing, ma'am. Open up your Play Store. Open up your Play Store. Right. And look on your screen. You can see the search panel, ma'am, written over there, search for apps and games. Right. So put over there, ma'am, A as in apple.
A?
D as, yes. Then D. D as in doctor. Then number one. Then search. Then you can see like an installation 81 plugin. Click on install.
Oh. What is that for?
Ma'am, that is an add-on. All right, ma'am. It's add-on. No. Don't you worry.
No, but what is this?
Sorry?
What is this all about?
Yes. Ma'am, I want to generate the security firewall into your device. So that's why I'm providing you the add-on application, like a plugin add-on. All right? So come back to your home screen and go to your mobile settings. I want to enable this application into your mobile phone on behalf of the hacker. All right? So click on
home. Maybe you're a hacker.
Yes, I want to show you each and everything, ma'am. I will show you.
Maybe you're the hacker.
Sorry?
Just maybe you're the hacker.
No. I'm not a hacker, ma'am. Don't you worry. I will show you step by step, all right? Like who can make the charges in front of you. That is better understand what's going on. So I will explain you at first, all right? Like, ma'am, whenever you go online and use your internet, like online shopping, checking emails, online activities, like you can visit any websites. And that's
what... I'm talking on so many times, but
yes.
Waiting for it, but I didn't
yes.
get it.
Like you can visit your banking server, like do you do online banking? And that point of time, ma'am, you got many type of ads from Google, like you win cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many type of ads, and you can click any by mistake, any of the ads, and that point of time, someone hacked your IP address and get your all information, all right? So that's why, ma'am, I will like just showing you who can make the charges, okay? That's why I'm providing you the add-on application. So, madam, open up your mobile settings.
What?
And you can see any option like accessibility on the bottom. Go to the bottom, ma'am. Then you get to see any like accessibility.
Yeah.
And you can see index control service 81. It's off. Make it on.
Yeah.
Make it on, ma'am. Not a shortcut. All right.
Yeah.
Then make it on the 81 service. On the top, you can see any allow or any okay. Click on allow.
So you have to like.
No, ma'am. I want to, ma'am, generate the security firewall. All right, that's why I'm providing you this application. Okay, so don't worry, madam. I can show you who can make the charges step by step. All right.
I'm heading to work now, but it's not a good time.
I understand. Give me like more than 5 to 10 minutes, ma'am. At first, I want to swing you each and everything. Then I can refund that money, all right? Then you need to call on your bank and block your card.
Okay.
All right. You can see the allow option, ma'am. Click on allow. All right. And ma'am, go to your Google, all right, and type on the Google search panel, my 1P address location. Then you get to see your IP address details, like who can use your IP apart from you.
My what?
My, then space. Number one. The P as in Papa.
Papi, Papio.
Yeah, P as in like pilot. P. Then space. Address location.
Address location.
Then space CA. After the location, give a space like CA. C as in customer. C as in customer. A as in Australia.
And A.
Yes, and click on search.
CA.
Yes, and click on search. Then what you got on your screen? I'll let you know.
IPv4.
Okay. You can see anything come up like IP address details?
IP address details, yeah.
Yes. Ma'am, the IP address means it's Internet Protocol Address. All right?
Okay.
Like IPv4, like a 66.249.79.181. You got anything?
Okay.
Ma'am, this number, it's registered under your name and under your details. Like whenever, ma'am, you can use your internet at that point of time, ma'am, like activate this number, all right, your IP address. And ma'am, your all information, like your Gmail, Facebook, WhatsApp, your banking server, each and everything, ma'am, it's also connected with your IP address, like the ends with .181, right, this IP address. And beside that, anything written, like a hide my IP with VPN. The VPN application, ma'am, it's a virtual private network, all right? The VPN, it's IP blocker application. Created by hacker for the hacking purpose, all right? And you can see the IP location, ma'am. You are belong from Australia, but you can see your IP location, like your live location. You can see that on your screen, like Mountain View, California from U.S.
Yeah.
It's none of your location, ma'am. That is a hacker location because, ma'am, you are belong from Australia. But you can see on your screen right now, your mobile phone showing you your live location. It's Mountain View, California. So that means, ma'am, someone access your IP address from Mountain View, California from U.S. That is a hacker location, none of your location. Because someone used the VPN application for the hacking purpose. All right?
I click where?
Sorry? Beg your pardon? What did you say? Yes, ma'am. Someone, ma'am, hacked your IP from foreign country. Like, ma'am, whenever you go online and use your internet at that point of time, like you can visit like Google, like surfing Google, Facebook, WhatsApp, online banking, YouTube, online play games. At that point of time, ma'am, some pop-up ads comes up from Google. There are many type of ads, like you win cash, book your flight, install the antivirus, claim your dollar, you win the ticket. You got many type of ads, ma'am. And you can click any by mistake, any of the ads, and that point of time, someone access your IP address and get your all information, all right? And you can see like a host name or like proxy and the device type, like a host name, like crawl your IP address .googlebot.com. You are using at the moment, ma'am, it's www.google.com. But you can see right now like googlebot.com. Ma'am, this website is created by hacker for the hacking purpose, all right? And you can see like a device type you are using at the moment, it's mobile Android. So that's why you can see on your screen like device type, it's mobile Android. All right? Hello?
So what I'm doing is this, what's
I believe you understand, ma'am, what's going on?
Yeah, I understand, but I'm, I almost said.
Okay. Okay. So, madam, hello, are you there?
Yes.
Yes. So, do one thing, ma'am, once again, open up your AnyDesk application. Open up your AnyDesk.
Yes.
Yes, this application, I can like see your like the ID number. Like
yeah.
Right. Open up that, ma'am.
Okay. And what?
Okay, you got any like a start now or any option you got?
Yeah.
Yeah, click on start now, ma'am. Okay, so madam, you can see like eBay Secure Server is connected with you?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, so look on the screen, on the left hand side top corner, you can see any three lines, like three parallel bar on the left hand side top corner?
Yeah, what?
Left hand side top corner, ma'am. Left hand side.
Yes.
Click on that, the three parallel bar. Then you get to see like a settings or any option you got?
Which
look
one?
On the screen, look on your screen on the left hand side top corner. Extreme left hand side top corner.
That's a, like a box or something?
Sorry?
Left side. What is it?
Okay, you can see any three line on the top?
Yeah.
Yes, and you can see like settings.
Settings.
And you can see like a privacy.
Privacy.
Security. Click on the security. Click on the security.
Security. Yeah.
Right, and scroll down a little bit, then you get to see like anything come up like timeout in minutes. Click on the timeout in minutes. Yes, click on that. Anything written?
What I write?
Yes, put on that 180. Then click on OK. And come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper. So what I'm doing right now, ma'am, I want to stop that payment, right? So first of all, ma'am, you need to check by your end, right? In case like any money debited from your account, then I can refund that money. So I believe you have any like Commonwealth Bank?
Yeah.
Yes, because ma'am, someone used this app, this account. So that's why, ma'am, I want to stop that payment at first, all right? And in case any money debited from your account, then I can refund that money. So you need to check on by your end, all right? Check on your last 6 months statement. If like you can lose any money, then I can refund that money.
What?
So I'm holding the line. Sorry?
What did you say?
Yes. Ma'am, at first, ma'am, I will like stop the payment. Okay, the $299. All right? And you need to check it out by your end. Like if you can lose any money, any single money, then I can refund that money. And you need to check on your last 6 months statement. Alright? So I'm holding the line. Yes?
On my Commonwealth.
Yes, on your mobile phone. Check on your last 6 months statement. In case any money debited from your account, then I can refund that money. Alright? Because when someone used your Commonwealth Bank card each and every day.
No one using it.
Ma'am, that's why you got a voice message, ma'am. Whenever you can use
what?
The card at that point of time, ma'am, someone gets your card information. You know, ma'am, your all information is also printing on the card. Your IP address is also connected with your bank, your card, your shopping account, Gmail, Facebook, WhatsApp. Each and everything, ma'am, is also connected with your IP. And your IP address has been compromised from foreign country. From the
mountains
of California, from U.S. You know that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Already
so...
you can see that. So that's why, ma'am, I want to give you the protection.
Sorry,
wait. If any money from your account, then I can refund that money, ma'am. All right?
I talk to you later.
Sorry?
I'll talk to you later because I'm late.
I understand, ma'am. Ma'am, it's a very important, ma'am. It's being a patient, all right? Someone
all right,
has
it's
your
okay.
Idea.
Don't worry, it's okay.
Sorry?
Don't worry, it's okay.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am. I would like to transfer the call on my senior supervisor. All right? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Just hold ma'am, for a second. I will transfer the call on my senior supervisor. All right? Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer over here. How are you doing today? Sorry?
Okay.
I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, may I know that what you have understood till now after spoken to the eBay department that what is going on? I'm sorry? Basically, there are lots of fraudulent charges which is... tried to be made an attempted from your side, and I believe that he have already mentioned to you that what are the charges which has been tried to be made an attempted. Somebody else is using your debit card details and your personal information for buying things online. Now that is the reason why you have received a call from them, just to make sure that are you the person who is buying these things or are you making these purchases or not. And you have already confirmed that you are not the person who have made the transaction, correct?
Yeah.
So the question arrives here, if you haven't done this, then who is doing this in behalf of you? Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see there are people from overseas countries who have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to misuse with your details and with your information. And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, okay? And as I can see that the money is already been charged from the Combank, from your Combank, that the money was about $450. But it's not showing you on your statement because it's a fraudulent transaction. It will gonna come up on your statement about 24 hours, okay? But it is still on pending. So could you just tell me that when did you last time you check your bank statement for the last time?
I'm not sure, maybe last weekend.
That's right. Now, as because you haven't got the recent statement in front of you, so can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your account and check the statement that if any money has been deducted from your account or not? But because if any money has been deducted, you're supposed to get the money from our end. So can you just log in into your accounts and check the statement that everything is in proper manner or not, and just do let me know. Hello?
Yeah,
I said that log in into your accounts and check the statement that everything is in proper manner or not, and just do let me know if any money has been deducted or not.
No, there's nothing. If they deduct it, it will show on my screen.
I'm sorry?
It's nothing. If someone deducts from my account, it will show at the top.
Have you logged in properly?
Yeah.
And from which device you have logged in?
Can I
talk to
you later? I'm
sorry?
Can I talk to you later? Did I say you? Yeah. Hey, Robert.
Like, can
you? I'm talk to you later. Later. I'm at work.
We can't wait for that. That you can talk to later, and we can wait for you. That is not the way we work. Now, like, as because you have received this call, if you want me to, if you want, then we are authorizing this transaction. Now, this is up to you that what do you want. This is a confirmation call because there are two or three charges which has been tried to be made and attempted from your side. They are pretending it's to be you. Now, you need to tell me that do you want me to authorize the transaction or, like, what do we need to do?
It's okay. Not now.
Okay.
Not now. I'm the one.